This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Is it strange? Do you think that I might forget? Oh, my love is radiating further away.
You're with the Priest, the Pom, and the Poof on the Spirit Lounge, the show that explores sexuality and spirituality for our community.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit Lounge. It's lovely to be back. You're with the Priest, the Pom and the Poof. The Pom's been on holiday for 2 weeks, but I am back.
She's always on holidays, let's face it.
First one for a long time.
Hey, I've got a new intro.
Got them.
I think we should have Reverend Joy the Priest, mm-hmm. Lady Bertie the Pom, and Queen Andrew the Poof.
is this in view of the up-and-coming royal wedding?
I think it's in view of the fact that we're very important. Well, in our own minds anyway. But yes, we could say for the... I mean, I didn't get an invite. I don't know about you.
No, mine got lost in the post. I'm still waiting. Yeah, shocking.
My one's been delayed as well.
I tell you what, I'm glad because I think it's the Friday morning, which means it's Friday night here. So we'll all be able to...
When is it?
29th of April.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so we'll all be able to just have a glass of wine after work, put our feet up and watch the royal wedding.
So is that 29th there... time, so
yeah, but if it's
30th.
If it's the morning of the 29th in the UK, then it's evening of the 29th here.
Oh, so I don't have to get up at midnight
I think you can put your feet up, pour a nice big glass of red, and toast the happy couple.
That's the day after our 10th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
So there you go, they nearly got the date right.
In fact, that's a few days after my 8th.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh, it's not a competition, come on.
Now, Joy, introduce our very special guest tonight.
Yes, well, I will do that. Our guest tonight is a female co-convener, member of the board and chapter leader at Freedom to Be. She lives in Melbourne with her partner and 4 children and works as a community health nurse with the Royal District Nursing Service Homeless Persons Program, which would be another program in itself, I think.
It
Welcome
would.
To Joy, Linda Cropley.
Thank you very much. It's a joy to be here.
Oh, she can stay. She's good.
Exactly.
Double joy.
But are we going to have a track now?
We are. We're going to start off with, I think it's a track that you've selected.
It is. Yes, I actually chose this one from a Christian singer that I had a very big impact on my life for at least 15, 20 years of it. And this song is, I think, her name is Margaret Becker, and she is somebody that really sings from her heart, and you can see that there's just this is a wrenching inside of her spirit when she sings her songs. And this one is very much like that, and it's called I Wouldn't Know.
You can have your say. SMS 0427 JOY 949.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with those that are not quite straight. That is Bertie, Joy and Andrew. And tonight we're talking with Linda from Freedom to Be. Linda, just interested in what religion were you brought up in, if any?
I think the religion that you say when you actually don't know what you are, and that's Presbyterian.
Okay.
That's what my mother always... Or Church of England, but not... It wasn't a religious or a household that we would say grace or anything like that. It was...
Now, that's interesting, actually, because if I was to define my religion, it's Presbyterian, which is Church of Scotland. Mm. And Church of England, I was always led to believe, is Episcopalian. Am I right in saying that?
I wouldn't have a clue.
No one knows. Okay. Mm.
Yeah. I don't. That might be one for the Google machine.
It might be one for, a wiki.
Wikipedia.
We'll be a wiki geek and we'll look that up. No, but it's interesting to hear you say that because Church of Scotland is very much Presbyterian.
So you weren't sent to church and...
No, I went to a Presbyterian ladies' college.
Oh, but, my for gosh. A few years.
But, no background or at all. So
how did you get involved with the Pentecostal church?
That is a bit of a long story, but...
That's all right, we've got all night. Oh, no, not quite all night.
I was told about Jesus when I started my nursing training many years ago, about 1988, by somebody, by actually another woman or a young woman at that stage, in her early 20s, who actually we'd commenced a relationship and we're kind of going about this story kind of a bit skew-whiffy, but ended up... As I was walking into the nursing home doors, the nurse's home doors for the very first time, I look over and see this girl and I thought, oh, this is going to be good fun, this this nursing. So anyway, to cut a long story short, she was the one I ended up having being in a relationship with, and she had come from a very strong Christian family. And confusing as it sounds, because I think she was quite confused at the time as well, but she had told me about Jesus and it's like one thing led to another. And, a couple of years later, I ended up just... giving my all to God at that stage and going to church and burning every bridge behind me that I had as far as, being gay was.
So was that the first time you realised that you were not quite straight?
No.
When did you come to the realisation that you were attracted to women?
That's an interesting question, but I had crushes on my teachers when I was like in year 7, like... Big crushes, not like you're so shy to even talk to the teacher. It's like, oh, but I'd have to say I probably realised that when I was in year 11, I actually broke out in a rash and I said, oh my God, I think I'm a lesbian. And I actually was reading Cleo or something and the penny dropped. It's like, that's what I am. But yeah, that was the realisation right there. And so that was, maybe, what are we talking, maybe I was about 16, 17 then, and when I met this other person I was 20.
Mm. It's interesting because here you are in your early 20s and you're kind of coming out and dealing with the fact that, you think you're a lesbian. And you meet this woman who's very heavily influenced by the church, and obviously that rubbed off on you. Was there any point that you thought, oh, hang on a minute, homosexuality and religion and God, there's a conflict? Did you experience any of that at all from the church or in your own
head? From the very beginning. It was never put to me, you can do both, Linda. You can be gay and a Christian. Never even entered my mind.
So what, you thought you had to do one or the other?
Absolutely.
Isn't that incredible?
It was cut and dry. There was no halfway mark. You either were gay or you were a Christian.
So did you find you had to make a choice eventually at one point?
I did, and it was about 2 years into the relationship, which that eventually broke down because I was in a situation where, okay, if I stay with her, I'm hurting God. If I follow God, I'm hurting her and me. And it was really a gut-wrenching time for me because I had to make this decision. Mm. And I was reflecting on it, and it was like almost this purging of just anguish that, I can't do both. And eventually I thought, no, I have to follow Jesus. And I walked away from the relationship, walked away from everything that I was already out to my parents. I was actually quite good.
You were pretty progressive, weren't you? Yeah, you were.
Yeah,
out
I was out with my parents, friends. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, it wasn't a complete wonderful experience of coming out, but it certainly, I felt an acceptance.
You dealt with a lot of things quite early on. A lot of people
and this just threw a penny into the world. It was like. Mm. I felt like going, well, thanks a lot for kind of turning my life into turmoil now that I have to make these two decisions. And
Was it just society that was, I mean, who was telling you to make that decision?
Well, I actually thought it was God telling me to make that decision, but I actually think the church that I ended up going to was very black and white at that stage, very fundamental. Mm. And I just had that feeling that these two weren't going to mix. And I suppose probably just tradition, you know, probably just what we all once thought, or our parents or our grandparents, or that, you know, homosexuality and God don't mix. Well, that's what I thought anyway.
But certainly Pentecostal churches, and I have experience of having gone to a Pentecostal church, even though I said I was a lesbian and they seemed to accept it, eventually it was like, well, no, God can change you. And so you're actually told that you're not okay, but God can make you okay. And I guess that for you was probably a bit what it was like, was it?
It was. Mm. Yeah, yeah, you like, and you know, I don't actually remember being told that. Like, I don't remember that defining moment, but I certainly had it somewhere inside of me, because I did a lot of repenting and self-analyzing and agonizing throughout most of the time that I was in the church. So, you know, I didn't go through any ex-gay programs or anything.
I failed one of them.
I didn't need to. Yeah.
Now, you got married?
I did, yeah. So let's say I was in the church in about 1990 and got married in 1994. Or when I say 1990, that was when I was all in. That was, you know, everything. I'd burnt every bridge, cut off all my friends, even the one that I'd been in a relationship with. She actually went on for another 6 years in lesbian relationships, and I went the other way. It was like we swapped places. And just as an aside to that, now she's married with kids, and I've crossed over again. So it's like, it's just bizarre that, you know, we've done this all our lives. So
amazing journey. Let's take a break and listen to some more music, and then we'll come back and talk to Linda a little bit more about this fascinating journey and your fascinating life so far. Now, what's your next track, Linda?
This one is one that I had never heard of before, never heard of the band. It's by the Divinals.
Yeah, when I was younger, young teen, about 15, 16, I think I managed to get through to a few pubs when I shouldn't have, to go and watch the Divinals play, you know, at the venue in St Kilda, and chaperoned by my older brother and sister, of course. Just love this band, Raw, and I think I loved Chrissy Amphlett too. She just,
you had a crush.
She helped.
She's quite mad actually. But I just something appealed to me. This is one of their not known songs, but a bit of sadness in this song. But also, she's singing about another woman. You know, SMS in if you think you know what the song means, because I don't.
Let's take a listen.
Our line is open for your feedback on air at joy.org.au.
And you are with the Priest, the Pom and the Poof on the Spirit Lounge, fondly known as Joy, Bertie and Andrew. And we are delighted to be joined tonight, by Linda, who is from
Freedom to Be.
And we're going to dedicate the second half of the programme to talking about Freedom to Be, but we were talking about you to start with, weren't we, Linda? And we've just had the most fascinating conversation about in your 20s how actually you were dealing with your sexuality, you found religion, and you had to make a choice between one or the other, which, of course, in this day and age, thank goodness, is less of an issue. But fascinating. Tell us about the journey that led you to being able to accept your sexuality in the eyes of the church.
Well, I think we've skipped about 20 years.
Oh, go back then, rewind.
I think it'd be easier. By the time I'd actually got, I'd met the fella that I ended up marrying, about 4 years after I'd just been solely going to church, but that was all I was doing. I really felt like God was healing me and actually making me, you know, kind of restoring my innocence and all this stuff. And when I did get married, I actually felt it was really good. It was the right thing to do. I felt fairly positive at that stage that things were looking up for me, because even before and after I got married, there was just this underlying current of getting a crush on the pastor's wife and all this business, which isn't
meant to happen.
It's quite difficult to deal with, you know. And oh God, forgive me, you know, I'm sorry. Quite difficult to deal with that. But you know, I got two beautiful boys. Mm-hmm. They're now 11 and 14. One's living with their dad over in America right now. But just beautiful kids. I don't regret that time. It's just a time that I think I had to have to come to where I am now. So eventually, after 10, 11 years, the marriage broke down for several reasons, and I'm not going to blame me or Stephen. It was both of us. Mm-hmm. He ended up meeting somebody else, and I found out, and then I thought, well, that's the out for me. I'm off. yeah, but, you know, in that time, a lot of depression, a lot of just feeling very lonely, very isolated in that whole relationship. And I just wanted to meet somebody, like a soulmate, somebody who I could truly love in a way that I knew I could.
And you knew that would have to be a woman.
I did. Mm. I did. I didn't want to admit it all that much. But actually, Joy had a play in that, Joy FM, that is, because I started listening to Joy quietly, you know, without telling my husband. It's like, oh, no, it's creeping. It's all creeping back in. And, you know, I kind of started to let that side of myself kind of come back in again. Mm. And then I found out about Stephen kind of meeting somebody else, and I think it all just worked out for the better. Yeah.
It was meant to be.
Kids were beautiful about the whole thing. I'm just really blessed that I got through that time without too much, hopefully, of breaking of hearts and, you know. Mm. So that was eventually, well, you know what? It was only 2 weeks after that I left Stephen. The relationship had been over for a long time. Ended up kissing an old girlfriend, which happened very fast, I must say, and told my best friend at the time. And she got extremely jealous, my other friend. Oh, extremely jealous. And I thought, don't worry, you know, it's just a normal thing, you know, just. And Michelle said, no, I actually am really, really jealous to think that you're not meant to be kissing that woman, you're meant to be kissing me. I thought, but hang on, you're the straight one. I'm not. I used to tell you how good it was to be with a woman, but I didn't expect this. Come on. And because we'd known each other for like 14 years, and she has played a key part in my life. You asked me that question about how did I end up kind of accepting my sex, coming out again the second time. Mm-hmm. She has played a pivotal role in that.
And she's your partner today.
Beautiful, beautiful woman, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I love you. She's just been so she's just helped me just be me.
Fantastic.
It's okay, Linda. You can be you, you know. So that's been a wonderful journey for me. And she's made it easy. It's been relatively easy. Mm.
So how did the church you were attending react when this all took place?
Yeah, well, actually, I'd actually left the first church that I'd been in for about 13 years, which was an incredibly legalistic church. I just decided I didn't like the person I was becoming. And I thought, I've got to get out of here. And I ended up going to another church. Shouldn't say. I was involved in the music ministry. They were great people. Had the best 3 years that I'd had in church for a long, long time. And I kind of warned the pastor. I said, look, I think I'm going to run off with a woman pretty soon. So what do you think we should do about it? And she's like, oh, we can send you to, you know, prayer weekends and, you know, intensive sessions to try and, you know. And, you know, I looked at her and I said, you know what? I don't want to. I don't want to get out of it. This is me. I don't want to fight anymore. I just want to be me. And that involves me being attracted to other women. Mm. That's who I am. And it made it very hard for me to stay. you can't stay in that. You know, it's either stay and change. Mm. But it wasn't – I didn't get asked to leave. It just makes it so uncomfortable to stay.
But even at that stage, the church still wanted to embrace you but to cure you.
Oh, yeah. God, absolutely.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So yeah. that was disappointing because I hardly heard from anybody when I left, and I thought, you know – I've found so many friends and then lost them straight away, you know. Yeah. Or not straight away, but after years of friendship or whatever. And bang, it just goes. I've had to do that several times. Let's rebuild the friends up again. And
this isn't a journey. This is like a Big Dipper, isn't it?
Yeah. What an amazing story. We're going to now go to the next track. And after we come back, we're going to then talk about Freedom to Be. So, Linda, your next track is?
My Heaven. And in actual fact, that's great to lead into the Freedom to Be, to talking about that, because this track has some great words in it, which I'm now trying to find. It's again sung by Margaret Becker, who is a Christian singer again, and the words in it says, "Love that will not end, hope that will not dim, words that don't condemn. I call this my heaven." And I think that this is very significant to the LGBT people in church, or if they're in church or if they've been in church, or to think, yes, that would be heaven if I didn't have those words of condemnation thrown at me. Mm. So here Beautiful. It is.
Hey everyone, this is Katie Noonan and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
And you're in the Spirit Lounge with Andrew the Poof, Joy the Priest and Bertie the Pom. And our special guest tonight is Linda from Freedom to Be. Linda, what is Freedom to Be?
Freedom to Be is an organisation that was... It's a very big question, that too. if I could roll back just a little bit, just to understand how it all kind of worked in, is that when I said Michelle made it easy, she has, but in that initial few months, I was in a bit of a turmoil again. Pastor of MCC Church ended up giving me a book called A Life of Unlearning that was written by Anthony Van Brown. I read that book and I was blown apart because I could relate to his story so much. And it's about his life, how he was in ministry and evangelizing to hundreds and hundreds of people. And yet he'd been through the ex-gay therapies, he'd been through all these experiences, and eventually he kind of got outed. It's not a horrible story because it's Anthony's life, but it certainly has a story that needs to be told and that so many can relate to. So I actually contacted him by email and realised there was this, because of his book, he got thousands of letters and he thought, what am I going to do with all these letters? How am I going to correlate all this stuff? So he started a website called Freedom to Be. And out of that came, the website and the organisation kind of grew, and it's about 5 years old now. But it's kind of an online forum, and it's also monthly meetings. But it's for people, it's to help connect people who have had anything to do with Christianity, mm-hmm. To help them to have a safe space, to come and actually try and reconcile their faith and sexuality. Mm. So it's just that has been the second thing that has made my journey easier the second time coming out is this organisation, because it knows you're not alone, mm-hmm. and that there's other people out there that know what you're going through, and just to find that is just incredible, you know.
Have you been involved with it right since the beginning, since the
not so much, no. I think Freedom to Be celebrating as an organization 5 years. We came in at about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. so it actually wasn't that long in between, and I think things were still developing when we came on board, but mm-hmm. you know, it had such an impact on me and I knew that they were having monthly meetings in Sydney that Anthony was running. Mm-hmm. And I said to another gentleman as well, we said, we have to do something in Melbourne. We have to have this here. Mm-hmm. Because how many people are out there in churches that are just thinking, no one's going through it, I'm going through it, and they're agonising to the point where they're thinking about hurting themselves or suicide or whatever. And that's the other thing that Freedom to Be is about, is helping to save lives and just to be a place of safety and non-judgmental, that you can connect with other people, you know, so you can work through these issues. You know, people might come, they might be still going to church, they might be out, they might be married, they might be... So it's open to anybody, you know, just to say, come on, we just want to hear your story. And there are lots of stories on the forum you can go and read too about people's what they've been through and their journey. So,
and they mention on the website the Pentecostal, the Charismatic, and the Evangelical religious groups as being three of the most prominent who have let their followers down, if you like, in terms of they're just still very anti-gay and very out of date. Is that typical worldwide, or is that very specific perhaps to the States? Or
I think it's pretty much worldwide. And it's that black and white theology that you can't mix, that homosexuality just isn't right. But, you know, and that's the other thing on the forum, you know, we've got resources and you know, also to look at it from a scientific point of view, that, you know, the word sexual orientation comes into it, you know, not this gay lifestyle that I've chosen. No, it's not a gay lifestyle that you've chosen. You were born this way, you know, to quote Lady Gaga. you know, God doesn't make any mistakes. And that's a new concept for a lot of people who go to these type of churches, because it's so not, it's either you're this or you're this. Yeah. And, you know, it's a sin, you know, but, you know, love is love, you know, no matter who it's towards. And like I say, you know, God knew. Do you think God knew what he was doing when, you know, he knew us?
Mm. And are those the three main types of churches where you find people coming to you from, or is it throughout all the different churches?
Yeah, I think when it first started, Anthony, that was mostly what Anthony was aiming towards, because it was such that fundamental type legalistic teachings. Mm. But as over the last 5 years, as the organisation has evolved, we find that we're getting people from all sorts of churches come in, you know, Exclusive Brethren, mm-hmm. Catholic,
any and all.
Yep, yeah, pretty much. And that's what, you know, all going through a similar thing, that they've felt very violated by the church.
Do you find that people sort of come to you and then they go back and then they come to you and they're really torn for a lot, you know, some people for quite a long time?
Yes, that's the thing I love about the group too, is we may have monthly meetings, but we might see one person one meeting and then see them 4 months later or... And they come and go, and because they're on their journey, but they know that we're there, so they can come back any time. And that's what I love about it. I say, you know what, this is not church. You don't have to come to our meetings. If you want to get involved, by all means, we need all the help we can get. Mm. But, you know, this, there's no, it's just, we're here for you. You know, we try and have interesting speakers, or we put on a movie, or, and then we go out afterwards for a meal. And I think that's where the real connections start, because you're sitting there and you can actually tell somebody your story and they're like, wow, I can relate to that.
And it's very important that these people have someone they know can journey with them, someone who's actually been there and understands. So it's a really important work that your group is doing, I think.
Yeah, and some of the desperate stories that get put on, where people are like going to say, you know, I'm thinking of ending it here. And you know, we're not professional, so we have the means in which to, you know, refer people on, because if they need that extra help. But at least, you know, we're there to kind of help them on that journey. So
let's go to our next track, which Linda's now going to introduce for us.
I heard this track on Joy FM for the first time. What a wonderful station this is. And I just love it. I just, and the words are, when you came into my life, you like I've been changed. And I actually think about Michelle when I think about when I hear this song. And it's by it's called Lola's Theme, and it's by the Shapeshifters.
Hey, this is Amber, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Ladies, these are dating rules, things they never teach in school.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with Queen Andrew.
I'm not sure that I can condone this.
And Lady Bertie. I love it.
Does that
Andrew
mean,
doesn't.
Does that mean I've been knighted?
Well, it must have been.
I'm not sure that I want to be that closely associated with the royal family.
Why not?
Oh, you might. Know. That might be the only way you're going to get an invite.
If we called you Prince Charles, then I'd be offended. But
he hasn't got the ears for it, Levy.
No.
Now, listen, children, we've been talking with Linda Cropley from Freedom to Be. Now, just to clear up something here, Linda, it tells us that you and Michelle have four children.
Yes, and I must say I have inherited two gorgeous stepdaughters who have also been a blessing to my life as well. So we make a big, lovely gaty bunch, and it's beautiful. So I just wanted to mention that too. I feel very blessed, and they let us go off and do all this stuff too. So we're very lucky to have them. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, a real Brady Bunch or Gady Bunch.
They are a Gady Bunch, aren't they? And do the girls get on with the boys and the boys get on with the girls?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good. We have our moments, but, you know, teenagers, but, you know, they're good. Thank you.
And we've been talking about Freedom to Be. If people are interested in contacting Freedom to Be, which, by the way, you want to say something about their website.
Yes, I do.
Bertie.
Linda, tell us what the website address is, first of all, please.
It's all about our organisation, is that what you mean?
Yeah, so freedomtobe.com.au?
Yep. Yes, www.freedom2b.org. And it goes, like the first place, it just goes about what we are and goes to the fact that we have online forum. That's to kind of discuss any topics that we might want to discuss. Then people put their stories on, which is on another section. Then we've got resources, counselling resources. We even talk about, you know, theological studies, and also have a list of LGBT affirming churches on it as well.
Yep.
Which our heterosexual supporters, I just want to say that they make a difference as well at bridging the gap between being, you know, not just being welcomed in the church, but being affirmed and being a proper member that a gay person can actually be in that church.
And we're going to call them the not quite gay people,
not quite,
aren't we?
Yeah.
No, they're not quite queer.
And also, like, the fact that, like we say, connection, support, information, dialogue, and the respectful dialogue is the main, to quote Anthony Van Brown, it's people aren't the enemy. Like, enemy isn't... The enemy, sorry, is not the people, it's ignorance. That's the enemy.
Yeah.
And respectful dialogue is what we need to have. And we've got fantastic forum moderators that just do a wonderful job as well.
And it covers all the events that you run as well, doesn't it? Around Sydney, Melbourne. Is it nationwide or around Australia?
We're heading that way, but at the moment we just have chapter meetings in Sydney monthly and Melbourne monthly.
Excellent.
And, of course, the online forum's there all the time. So
We're going to be in contact with Linda each month and find out actually what's going to be happening. The meetings are the third Friday of the month.
That's correct.
So we'll contact Linda the Monday before and find out what's happening.
Yeah, and we can share it with everyone on a Monday night in Spirit.
Thank you so much.
I just want to say we need to wrap up here, but I just want to say when I read your website, you know, it is so well written, it is so informative, it's articulate, it's neutral, it covers so much stuff. That was a very refreshing website, and so I would urge everyone who's listening, if you're interested, freedomtobe.org. Have a look. It's an absolutely super website. You know, it's been an absolute delight having you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for
having
me.
Thank you, Linda. And it's goodbye to you all until next week.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Katie Underwood, and I tune into Joy 94.9 because I think it's beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. It's so beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.